and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages kidnapped in a Hamas attack on October 7th, while at least 55 are dead in Gaza strikes. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuseirat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 50 people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through the center of London on Saturday, passing a counter-demonstration staged by several dozen supporters of Israel.
I would like to show my support for releasing the hostages, for the people who suffered in Israel, and especially the families who are waiting for their children, for their grandmothers, for their sons and daughters to come home.
The pro-Palestinian demonstration packed some of central London's wider streets as they marched from Russell Square to the Houses of Parliament.
I think the end game of this war on Gaza is just to ethnic cleanse the city and to make sure and occupy the land and build new properties and colonize the city.
The demonstration took about 90 minutes to file past the group of under 100 pro-Israel supporters who blared dance music and waved Israeli and